Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Hip, hip, hooray. Clean Air just registered a really big victory this past week, and I, for one, want to take a little time to celebrate it. Guess what institution is responsible for this? None other than the United States Supreme Court. It was the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency against 14 states, which included Texas and Alabama, as well as the United Mine Workers of America and some energy companies. Now, what was it all about? The authority of the EPA to make public policy on combating downwind air pollution created by upwind sources. For example, an energy plant in Texas would have to follow the EPA's rules regarding how they would stop sending so much of their pollution to other states via the wind. The court ruled 6-2 in favor of the EPA. Now, Texas argued it was an overreach of the federal government, but it wasn't just a federalism argument. Regarding the ruling, Lucy Nashid, a spokeswoman for Governor Rick Perry, said that it would, quote, cause more regulatory hurdles that will stifle business growth and job creation, impair the reliability of our power grid, and drive up the cost of electricity for our citizens, end quote. But what about the health of Americans living downwind? If you think about them, this ruling should make you happy. 400,000 asthma attacks will be prevented. 1.8 million sick days will be avoided. And what about lives saved? Maybe 34,000 of them. We all live on one planet. Air pollution does not recognize political boundaries. This ruling is sound policy and a much-needed boost for more rigorous action to protect the environment. The American Lung Association called the decision a, quote, life-saving standard, end quote. Additionally, the American Thoracic Society supported the decision. Here is an interesting comment I found online that I want to share. This is from Matthew Garcia in a comment in the Wall Street Journal. These are some of his words. As to the current decision, I applaud the justices for this ruling. I have grown so wary of the bile that is spewed by so many on here and around my small part of the world, suggesting that even modest regulations to curb pollution is somehow akin to despotism and hell on earth. I grew up in the San Fernando Valley in the 1970s and 1980s, and my parents' home was literally 1 mile from the base of the northern mountains of the valley. Not an exaggeration, but I could not see those mountains for probably 3/4 of the year. There would be, quote, smog alerts, end quote, 150-plus days a year, which meant we couldn't go outside for recess because the air was too polluted that day. I and so many of my friends were on asthma inhalers because the smog would cause asthmatic reactions. Strong state and federal regulations altered how oil is refined, auto emissions were clamped down on, and industry was no longer allowed to spew whatever they wanted into the air. The result? There is 1 million more cars on the road today than when I was a kid, and smog alerts are a thing of the past. There are a few smoggy days during the blasting heat of the summer, but nothing in comparison to when I was a child. Pollution regulations work. Pollution regulations improve all of our lives. Let China have their economy. Most of them are going to die of respiratory disease in their 50s and 60s. I'll be honest with you, that last line makes me feel sorry for some Chinese. But there's nothing the United States government can directly do about that. Thanks for listening. Feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm at Redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.